Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Akval Dalad, and we've been learning about the halachas of Tefach in regards to the Basar and in regards to the Isra of Histaklus. And we pointed out for the purpose of the Isra of Histaklus, and therefore the chi of a woman to act properly, a woman has to cover even less than a Tefach. The halacha of a Tefach is only specifically said in regards to the Isra of Kriyashma, that a person cannot say Keneged Mekamas, which are Derech Timuchusa. There's a share of a tefach, except for the very private places, which even less than a tefach is problematic. In regards to the way a woman is supposed to dress, even less than a tefach is problematic because of the Isra of Histaklus and hearer. Now the question is, what about regards to hair? What is Allah regards to hair? So it's interesting that Rabbi Yamin Zilber in his Pirush on the Chayodim Beis Baruch assumes that since the Morning Rebbe says a din of tefach regards to hair, so by here, there's no din of tefach, which means even for purposes of Kriya Shema, even if a small amount is megula, would be problematic. So that is his approach to sarah. So sarah is going to be more chomer than the parts of the body, which the derech is to be mechusa. The argument is, Gemara says that sarah is considered an erva, and the Gemara brings a pasuk to support that. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that it has a din of erva. Whereas we pointed out the areas which are there to be mechusa, but they're not intrinsically erva, because I only saw them as a problematic if there's a shear of a tefach, because that's what it would be created, a concern of a potential of hearer, and therefore of tirda, of being distracted. So Chazal gave it a din of erva because of this concern. But in regards to hair, the pasuk simply describes it as something which is noya in an isha, and therefore it's a din of erva. So even less than a tefach is problematic. And that is the approach of Rabbi Yamin Zilber. Ramosha Feinstein, in a few places in his Shuvas, disagrees and says that we give the hair the same status as basar. In the same way we say regards to the person's body, the areas which are normally covered, if it's open up to a tefach, it's not problematic in regards to saying Kriya Shema. So in regards to the hair as well, if the hair is uncovered up to the area of a tefach, it is not a problem in regards to saying Kriya Shema. Rav Moshe has an interesting way to calculate the shear of a tefach. I mean, a tefach is 4 etzbos. So Rav Moshe says if the width is 2 etzbos wide, and the depth is less than 2 etzbos, so it's not a tefach. So he adds the length and the width together. So the length is 2, and the width is 1.5, so it's not a tefach. But if it's 2 etzbos, by 2 etzbos, 2 fingers' breadth, by fingers' breadth, so that adds up to 4 etzbos, in regards to adding the perimeter on those two sides, and that's considered a tefach is open. So Rashi says that if the area of the hair across the front of the face, which usually is about 2 etzbos wide, is less than 2 etzbos deep, it's okay. Now the calculation of why the width of the face is only 2 etzbos, that's not clear to me what he's picturing. Maybe he's picturing just the middle of the forehead. A person will put their fingers, it'll go across a large part of their forehead. So he just means the middle of the forehead. So a person has a little bit of hair peeking out in the middle, which is 2 etzbos wide, he can go up to 2 etzbos deep. So that's in regards to the lachos of Kriya Shema, that shear. Now, there is a separate question. Two questions we have to clarify by hair. Does hair have a different din nowadays that many women go with their hair uncovered? Actually, this question is actually less of a question now than it was 100 years ago. 100 years ago in Europe, in many places, in the Litvisha Welt and even in the Chassidische Welt, women started uncovering their hair to the point that Rabbi Yamin Jacobson, who was a Makurib to the Reb Chaim Reuser, writes that he was in a city and he did not want to say a bracha by the wife of the Rav's hair, which was uncovered. The Rav of the city that he was visiting in Latvia, her hair was uncovered. The Rav berated him for the halacha is that nowadays the women don't cover their hair. It's okay for everybody to do so. He went to Chaim Mirza afterwards, and Chaim Mirza reacted very strongly against that statement. Baruch Hashem writes as well that it became very, very, very common for women not to cover their hair. Baruch Hashem, in our generation, it's an achshar dora. They've started covering their hair again. So the question was, if you live in a place where the derech of the women, of the prim women, is to not cover their hair, does that create any leniency in regards to Kriya Shema? That's one question. So then, even more than a tefach, is going to be possibly a leniency. The other question which you have to clarify is, this is discussing regards to Kriya Shema. We've already pointed out that the shiurim for the purposes of Kriya Shema and the shiurim for the chiyuv of a person to cover themselves are not the same. So do we take the shiurim which are said in regards to Kriya Shema of a tefach and apply them to regards to the chiyuv for a woman to cover her hair or not? That needs to be clarified as well. Bez Hashem, in the next upcoming shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.